Okay, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Rob Cohen.
David Cross.
Bob Odenkirk.
Jeff Kahn.
Yeah, I just want to... This is show number 12. This is the last show that ever aired. And Dave, just before we get into this whole thing, can you just talk a little bit about how you got onto the show for real, just so people know? You came on, and what shows you were working on?
Yeah, I came on two-thirds of the way through, or a little after that, three-quarters of the way through. I was in Boston, where I was a stand-up. I knew Janine, and I had a sketch comedy group out there. And then I had met you prior to you starting the show, and it was just before the Whittier earthquake, actually. And we hung out and had drinks, and then I went back to Boston, and then there was a very quick kind of scramble. You wanted to replace somebody, or I don't know how you want to delicately say that, but you know, somebody was leaving, and you needed a replacement. And I sent stuff in, and then had you guys said, yeah, come on out, and had whatever it was. I flew out. That was a Friday. Made my decision. Flew out. Went right into the show. Had like 3 weeks over Thanksgiving. Went back home. Drove my car and as much stuff as I could fit in my car out to L.A. And then that was it.
That was it. You were out.
And you wrote the sketch.
Yeah, I wrote the sketch. Yeah.
Three-legged. Which is really funny.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Freak. What a freak.
I mean, Kiefer Sutherland, I don't know.
But that was so great of
it was kind of right.
But Kiefer Sutherland's accent was like, what are you doing? Yeah.
Sadly, he had nailed it.
Rowan and Martin, open and shut. Johnny, golden brown, hot. Yeah, this is the first thing I wrote. I just got thrown into this by our good friend Bob over here.
Every day with 12 angry fathers who think themselves.
Nick Lesinski?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Very funny.
And look, he's predating the whole American flag pin craze.
That's right. Lipo sucked at Bruce Willis sneered,
Habsburg chimp, thirst quenching. Is that Janine? She's probably improvising a little bit, right?
That sounds like it.
I'm sure there was a huge list that would be really difficult to memorize.
Once again, this looks awesome.
Yeah, this one we actually went and shot at the actual location.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We got really into
it. Looks cool. Good. I want the truth. How are those extras work with, Ben? Are they fun?
We stay in touch. They were going to come in for this, but
they were
working on another show.
That was like a trademark of the show.
You should bring in that old guy from Pooter Toots. Remember that? I have that the dailies on that. The
Ben, you don't remember it because you were working,
no,
but
don't.
We were all behind you. And we'll, are we going to see Pooter Toots in this episode?
Yes,
we will point out the greatest extra I've ever seen in my life.
That guy is amazing.
That guy's great. We watched him
and
for
you
like
used
an hour.
Him, Ben. You actually used him in, he was in Reality Bites.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I had to see the guy because I don't know what you're talking
about. We'll point him out.
I remember that guy.
Extra acting is always fun to watch.
Oh man,
anything.
That guy because I have the whole. I asked for the whole
reel.
The reel, and like Andy keeps cracking Andy up, and he's right behind. And you'll see. We'll point him out. He actually is taking his drink, and he over gesticulates everything. So when he doffs his cap to his partner, his eating partner, and then he'll take the like leg of lamb or whatever it is, and put it a good like 7 inches away from his mouth, and do this big miming like.
Ben, he talked. He talked.
He was talking.
He talked for like 10 takes, and you had to keep going cut, cut.
Oh, really?
Because it would be like, his fake acting. He would be right. He was right behind Andy, and he would be like, yes, this is very good. Yes. His mouth is moving, and he's trying to fake conversation, but he can't keep the words from starting to come out.
Yeah, you started going a little nuts on that. It was really funny.
Oh, yes, this is good food. Yes, I'm happy to be here. God, you can't actually talk. You have to mime.
Well, I remember being very focused because we had to shoot 11 pages in one day, or that whole sketch in one day, because that was like, I think it was like our second to last day of shooting. Am I wrong? It was very close to the end, and we knew we were canceled.
Yeah.
And we were just kind of saying, okay, let's just do this as an exercise and have fun. And let's do a stunt. We got the wire gag thing.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It's all just kind of...
I should have done it. Okay, guys. Hold the sandwich between your legs.
I'm the guy from Terms of Endearment.
Here's Johnny.
I'll take a tuna fish sandwich.
John O'Donohue.
Oh, yeah. Great.
And this is when we
great
were probably...
Guy.
Great guy.
He's ex-cop, right?
Yeah,
you know from
he's a New York City cop for 20 years.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
This was actually the very last night of shooting anything that we ever shot for the show.
It was raining, wasn't it?
Yeah. When you guys it was shooting? Out in Acton, California, and this this castle was a set that they'd left over from Evil Dead 2.
Which Dino worked on.
Oh, did he?
Or yeah. No, he, Army of Darkness.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is what, that's what it was.
Isn't that,
yeah. Con, did you, this is the third you and I write this? Or?
Is this the second or third?
This is the last one.
The third. Did Salem and Egypt.
I did the Egypt.
You said something.
That's me as a wizard, right?
Is that?
Who's that?
That's Andy.
God, I love that look, Ben. That cop look.
Oh, the.
Oh, it's great.
The aviator.
And you say something that I don't know if it's in this or the. Salem one. No, where you say step it back, which I still like.
Yeah.
I still say it like if I'm in some character like that. I always
step off. Step off.
Step it back.
As a pure, that's just stiller. Step it back, though. Step it back.
Yeah.
Step it on back.
What a great set.
Yeah, it looks great. Fascinated with my hairline here. So much better back then. Man. Just hard
I
not
didn't
to.
Know you had hairline issues at all.
Yeah,
seems like you have a thick, full head.
Thank you, Bob, but we all have hairline.
Oh, that's a baseball cap.
That's right.
I thought that was your hair. Combed into a bill.
Yeah, this was, I remember very
the glasses
this
just
night.
Yeah, this was literally it.
Yeah, this was it.
The last thing.
It was a very strange energy that night, actually. It was like that kind of a weird.
Are Janine and I in this?
Later
I think
on,
we
right,
are.
Right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, I had a blast doing this. One of the things about the show, and when the show ended, I felt was. You know, we would get up at 6 a.m. or 5 a.m. to get out to the set, and, you know, a lot of times I would drive, and I'd pick up Janine, and I'd pick up Andy, and we'd drive out because we lived near each other. And it was just, that was so much fun, and just hanging out all day and doing this stuff, cracking each other up. I just always thought, I just want to do another show where I get to do that. If I can copy that experience, it would be,
did
I'd
you
be
have
so
that?
Lucky.
You
have
that on
you know, I didn't really have as much fun as Mr. Show, because I was
Wing.
In... The top, it was on my shoulders, so it was, I mean, I've said this a couple times, and David's heard it, but it wasn't a lot of fun.
I mean, a lot of responsibility.
Right. And I take too much responsibility. David had more fun, but I would worry about every aspect of it.
Yeah.
But we really had fun. I had a blast this day. I remember it. I remember just joking around and loving it.
Yeah, there is, I look back and just have really fond memories of the experience of doing the show, but I also kind of look back at it now, kind of not realizing how much freedom and fun
yeah.
we're really able to have, you know, because it's not
it
always
it seems like
that.
A fluke.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like there's any real good explanation for how it happened.
But we didn't have anybody really like saying yes or no, you can't shoot this.
Wait, hold on a second. This is Michael Burnett. That's the guy who did all our makeup.
Yeah.
The guy who turned into the adult prince.
Oh, yeah.
Remember Michael Burnett?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very talented guy, and he had a lot of fun with us because he got to experiment on us all the time. Anyway, sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, you guys were saying how Fox was kind of still a young network and kind of a mess, and I feel like this is like slipped through the cracks, the show.
Yeah, I mean, and it's also, it's the old story that, we've all are familiar with of the regime change, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
There was a new guy came in to run the network right when we were kind of just hit the air, and then he canceled us.
But they also never had to submit packets or anything. We just would write it and basically shoot it, which is a rarity.
Right, exactly. So we were actually allowed to do pretty much whatever we wanted to do.
Guys, I'm trying to watch.
This is really.
This is a funny sketch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Funny, ridiculous look for all of us. This is
we've been in LA for 8 years, and we have yet.
This is kind of at the the forefront of the boy band. This is like the kind of the early boy band.
Yeah.
If you don't look a certain way, an invisible wall goes.
Look at those legs.
I mean, there it is. There it is, right there.
And those are your real boots, right?
Yeah.
That you brought in.
But I did have hair applied to my legs for
for this one.
Yeah. My hair.
That's not your real hair.
My legs don't look at me like.
No.
Nail that spin, Kim. Nail that spin.
The music industry is a hall of mirrors, and for some reason...
I mean, I do remember near the end of the last couple of shows that some of the sketches were not as... In the writing process, we didn't get to the point where we were rewriting them and honing them
as much.
So we would rely maybe a little too much on improvisation and you know, coming up with it, because we just that started to feel like it was a heavy load. At least I remember that
getting burnt
out
a little bit.
Yeah,
and that we were having to reject a lot more sketches than we could use. And then when we'd edit them together, we'd end up having to throw out more sketches than we'd use because they just weren't all you know as good as we wanted them to be. So yeah. I often wonder what would have happened if we got picked up.
It would have been hard to sustain it, I think.
I mean, because because we were all pretty inexperienced.
Right? Put the cards on the table here. You're not a lawyer, but you're acting in our behalf.
I am not a lawyer per se. However, I am very comfortable in a court of law, and I am fluent in two languages, English and legalese.
I don't know what it is. These guys, they wanted to
try. Yeah, I got that all together.
What happened to him?
Yeah, I mean,
his recording career just went down the toilet. Really sad.
We, as a group, have too much.
This
talent.
Yeah, this
to
sketch
something
was
like this
a lot of
I'm
improv.
Not going
to
lay down.
It was a little too much improv.
Yeah, a little too much. You're right. And
that was the girl from Melrose from the Heights thing we did.
She was Miss Universe.
Sweden, yeah, Miss Universe.
She was Miss Universe.
That's right, the
like
Dutch Miss Universe.
10 years
yeah.
ago or 15 years ago.
You know, I think
yeah, she's 4 or 45 now.
Spandex outfits and had earrings on and were looking really great, then that we'd have no problem here, right? You'd be rolling out the red carpet for us.
Maybe we should have worn our dresses.
Four for nothing.
Who won the ridiculous hat contest between the three of you guys?
I won the spit curl contest.
John O'Donohue, strangely enough.
Always playing cops.
There's something about improvising on a set that isn't as good as being in a location. Like this one, we are improvising around and we're in a TV studio, and it just feels fakey, and it's harder to...
I agree.
Maybe
I'm
wrong, but...
I mean, it's better to improvise outside?
Yeah, or in a real location.
Or
you know, you
place
just
of the
get...
fourth wall.
The way that I remember kind of focusing on the shows was that we would have like one or two sketches that we knew were our really good sketches that we'd spend, you know, just were working the best and we were spending the most time and money on. Like, say, in this show, a few good scouts.
Right.
You know? And
like
then
anchor the show.
And then we'd, yeah, and we just couldn't...
and then it's about filling in the other.
Yeah, and you always wanted everything to be as good as it could be, but that's, right. I think that's the tough thing about a sketch show. I don't know how you can keep it up.
Tonight on American...
You have to have a lot of ideas.
I really like this.
This
is your sketch, Bob, right?
Oh, yeah, because I did this joke in stand-up.
I forgot this.
This was the same set we shot Manson at. In fact, we might have been doing it at the same time where we went back and did it, but it's the same Manson sets.
You know who you're talking to here, right? What a mess.
The look at you. Kelly Joe, the look is funny, though.
Crazy hillbilly from Chicago.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
He's picking.
And
this
is my wrestling match with Leland.
And the XXX joke. Like which is where they got the idea for that movie.
What we're doing Yeah, we should sue.
Yes. Mono Brown.
The hillbilly lifestyle and the freckles.
You actually look good there.
Great. Pointier. Can't be pointy enough. Remember that. What do you got?
Little quick.
I want that in the catalog.
But wouldn't you say, Bob, this is kind of like a Bob Odenkirk?
Yeah.
Kind of like brand of sketch.
Good idiot.
You know what I mean?
It's just...
kind of like a really specific idea.
I guess.
Behind,
yeah, I agree.
Look how cute that dog was.
God, I totally forgot about the sketch.
I don't know what that means. I don't know how to characterize it, but I'll take credit for it. I love it.
Yeah.
This is also
it's the idea. It's
you should take credit for your own unique style of writing.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah,
and
love it.
I don't know what it means.
Unless you want to give it to Steve Allen. You should give it to Steve Allen.
That's why we called you the professor.
I'll give it to Steve Allen.
He doesn't really get enough credit for...
Oh,
what we call this is another one I'd like my daughter to never see. At least not until she's a teenager.
How do I know they're
Hatfield? Yeah, you have to.
Hey, I think
alfalfa.
You'll never see that again on film.
And this is on film, right?
Yeah, this is all. Yeah, this is definitely shot on film.
That's beautiful.
It's so funny that Andy has those characters, just he knows them, he's got them down.
Oh, yeah, they're club, they're a men's club. Right? They have wheat sticks.
Chad! Hey! Delbert! How's it?
Just enjoy the great stupidity.
Mark Fite.
Was that?
Is he there?
I think before.
This is an Odenkirkian idea. It's the.
I don't know.
It is a concept taken to its furthest extreme.
Farther than any of the public wants to see.
But we did that with a lot of our.
It's a great speech.
Yeah.
I'd like to present this year's Golden Jug Award to Bill and Bob Hart.
Golden Jug.
I'm a hillbilly. I'm a businessman. But mostly I'm just a guy who never understood the
That's a great
bit. There's your capper.
Dana Gould coming up.
Should be makeup.
That's Dana Gould as Wilford Brimley.
Yep. He's under a mattress.
I guess that means you're talking to me.
It's pretty good, actually.
He does a great job.
38 caliber snub nose. Some people call it a.
It's a good take on the tone of these commercials, which are really strange because it's for a breakfast food.
Yeah,
and he was so tough.
He was angry,
challenging you,
challenging and angry with you, and unpleasant.
Right,
and it was such a strange way to sell a breakfast. Start your day.
Dana was almost like a sometime cast member.
Yeah, he was like our fifth Beatle.
Right.
Brady's old gentleman oatmeal.
Dane is a very funny guy.
He writes for The Simpsons now.
Yeah, he writes on The Simpsons. These were great because the commercials, like David said, had this weird sort of dark, challenging tone, but Dana just went full bore and made it these.
Well, we did. How many of these did we do? Like
three
four
of them.
Yeah.
Four? Yeah.
Are they all in this show?
No, they're in other shows, yeah.
This is probably like the broadest one of all of them, I think.
Yeah.
You know, it's actually. See, I think we were running out of ideas to do for the interstitial thing.
On the set.
So this is the behind the scenes.
You know, we're really excited because we're on at 10:30 now. Which
just wanted to get through these.
Now, the show did really well on Comedy Central, right? That's where this show,
found its audience,
right?
I mean, you know, the thing is, since there were just so few episodes, I mean, how many times could they run them?
Right.
You know?
But they ran the 13th one that Fox never ran, right?
Right.
No. Couldn't even get 13 now.
That's when Janine was in her pseudo goth period.
It's got to be one of my favorite sketches.
This is a great piece.
David still has that piece of artwork.
DJ will put her to it.
David wrote this. It's this is where the best extra in the world in this scene. Ben shot this
and the actor
directed it.
This is great, Ben. Really good job.
This was so much fun because we had one day to shoot the whole thing.
There's Dino.
Dino had a whole character for this
way.
He's kind of gay, but probably won't admit it.
But he's also very busy.
And he's really weird. He's like always pinching your butt, and he's always singing. What's that old 50s novelty song about the caveman?
Oh, Alley-Oop.
Yeah.
Look at that caveman go.
And pinching you.
This is such a
And
great
it also
piece.
Proves that anybody looks good in a big mustache.
Yeah.
Oh, no, is it?
And the acting is great in this.
Yeah.
I love this. Welcome to TJ O'Pootertoot. And there's your old girlfriend, Cliff.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
You're going to get a shot of the guy.
Tonight's drink specials include sex in a hamper with or without milk and pudding shots. Our dinner specials include the Angry Mexican.
I don't need to hear the specials. I want two orders of the deep-fried curly ribs, a miserable whore without the salt around the rim for me, and a giggling scoundrel for the lady, and a side of the atomic liver crisps.
Would you like some pooter balls with that?
What kind of meat is in that?
It's pooter meat, with a taste that's oddly familiar.
No thanks.
How about some Colorado bean strips?
The undercurrent of evil in this piece is
fantastic. Watch Ben slide.
Look, there he is, the old man in the back.
Posted. Keep your eyes on the corner.
You saw him raise his arm.
Now watch Ben slide away. Yeah. Ben slides away.
Many things. We just want what we ordered, okay?
I remember that.
He desperately wants to look at the camera.
Look at that eating. He took a bite.
Big bit.
The food never touched his mouth.
And it gets better.
I don't get it. You
can't. I remember reading this sketch.
It was hilarious.
And just laughing out loud.
This is my sister was living here in L.A., and she was working at what's the rib place? And she told me about they had something called an alley rally, where they would just take people away from their posts. And go, come on, we're going to go have an alley rally. And they'd go, who's the best, you know, all that stuff. And then send it back out like, what? Like they're children. And they're like, well, I got to bring the food out.
Hey, let's have an alley rally.
Oh, there
perfect timing.
Yeah.
We're having an alley rally.
An alley rally.
Come on, we're having an alley rally.
Watch,
oh, there's,
watch Dino's
Alan
face in this.
Over.
East or west?
Yeah. He's looking at the camera.
Dino.
Who
always passes the
fun
food test?
Dino.
Uh oh.
Join us, babe.
What a weird. There he is,
David.
Yeah.
I had special hair ordered.
And then this was a pretty amazing little shot where David has a wire tied to his back.
You hurt your back on this, didn't you?
The first time we did the first take, Lily knocked the wind out of me.
Yeah. I like your wardrobe in this. No, it's good. It's like, really, you get the character.
Right. Well, one of the survivors, a young man by the name of T.J. Opootertoot, decided that human flesh may be ultimate fun food. He's right! It's funnelicious!
What are you saying?
Why am I talking to my hand?
Oh, here's the big reveal.
Pooter balls are made out of people.
Oh, and it's just a twist.
That is a great bit.
Old twist of the mustache will do it.
No!
He gave the way!
Have a pooter ball.
No!
Oh.
The mustache trimmer.
Yep.
Oh, wow, very, Hitler-esque. Very hit, yeah.
Oh,
here comes Andy.
And you remember Andy was a vegetarian, so you have to keep spitting that out.
What do we need to do? We need a female to repopulate with. TJ must have a male heir. It is written.
Do not worry, young Dwayne. We will find another.
Very Hitler-esque.
Comedy, drama, it's all there.
Stunts.
10 minutes. Yeah. It's like a 2-hour movie.
Really unique little. Yeah, I know. It's like a little movie.
Yeah.
Well, that's about it for the show. I hope you had a good time. I just want to thank my cast, who all did a really great job this week, especially Janine.
That's when Janine was singing for the cult.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember that.
Practically all male cast.
You're really holding your own.
Yeah, you are. You're holding your own.
Thanks. You guys have always been very, very respectful, and I appreciate it.
All right.
You are welcome, my dear.
Well, that's it.
And good night.
Cut. Good night. Good night. Cut. All
right. Now, Ben, explain what credits are. This is a credit sequence.
Credits are
people don't know.
What tell people who did what.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what people don't really know what produced means. But oh, look, now we're showing everybody. Oh.
We actually had a great crew. I mean, I think those guys should be mentioned too.
Yeah, like, we should.
Amazing.
I mean, we shouldn't just stare at the screen.
That's some good audio. We had a great crew.
And our marketing go. Why did we leave this in?
Our art. Still I remember the art department was. Was it Sharon Seymour? Was
Sharon
she?
Seymour, production designer.
Fantastic.
Did an incredible job.
Yeah.
Costumes
and makeup. Jim Jones, who was our producer, was always, you know, just doing great stuff. And everybody worked very, very hard on the show.